Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
But you probably would have walked me.
Whoa. That's just rude. That's too far. You probably would have chased a changeup in the dirt or a fastball up.
Never have. 0 for 0 with a walk.
Fastball up, I would have got you.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum. Big announcement. Actually, this is kind of sad for me because I really enjoyed our segment that was, let's see how many guests we can give Parse before Zach, but Zach finally got his Parse. It finally arrived.
I had a note on the door that said I had a package from FedEx. I had to go pick it up, and I actually had no idea what it was. I didn't think this day would ever come, and it said, the box said, this package contains alcohol, and I had a feeling that it was Parse, but I didn't want to believe it, and I opened it up, had a nice 12-year bottle in there.
I'm rocking my Parse shirt today. I actually wore it to the field.
I was going to say, I like that. And I'm pretty sure you asked for our sizes, right, Dakota, if I recall?
I have extra shirts for you guys. This is all part of the package. We got bucket hats. We got shirts. The package is coming together. When there's enough stuff, going to send it out.
I know better than to believe anything Ian says and like, oh, it'll be here at this time. Like, I'm going to add 2 weeks on to when Ian says it'll be there.
Right.
You got your Parse hand-delivered to your car, and you got your second shipment on time. So what are you talking about?
It was hand-delivered to my car strictly because we were in the same city.
That's called service.
That's fair. I'll give you that one.
I have been getting some great tweets and social media messages about Parse because people are going to Benny's. They're going to their local store. They're ordering off the Parse website and they're trying Parse and people are loving it, which makes me happy. Makes me a happy person.
Would you say more people try Parse or quarantine coffee?
Ooh, that's a great question. Probably more people have tried quarantine coffee because I think the coffee segment is a little bit larger than the amount of people that are drinking rum on the regular, but I think rum is a sneaky alcohol. I think it's on the way up, especially if you're drinking rum that tastes as smooth as this.
I like what you did with the coffee. You signed it and put it in the one store.
We had some people come find a couple of signed bags.
I like it.
You should have just sent Zach the 3-year of Parse anyway, because he's would have probably rather mixed it than drink it straight. Anyway.
Did you get any 3-year in the package?
No, I just got one bottle of 12.
Well, we'll get you some 3, a little mixed drink.
By 2021, probably.
Yeah, that'll be the next. It's like, oh, let's see when Zach will get his 3-year. So we had the Who Says No review challenge last week. And
that was the best thing we've done.
By far. The submissions were fantastic. So the goal of that was to like give away some shirts, like get the podcast ranking way up. That didn't work. That didn't work at all. I think our ranking actually went down.
It somehow went backwards from
we were in the triple digits.
We were down to like 120. I was like, what's happening?
I told Dakota that early in the week. I said, hey man, we're dropping. And Dakota was like, no, yeah, man, it's early in the week. We'll be good. I was like, we do every
week. And Zach was like, dude, like we're dropping. I'm like, yeah, it's like we don't stay at 20 like for every day. Like we're not that good.
I was convinced this was gonna work. And the other thing is that was our most listened to episode. Like people were all over it. They loved it. Their listener numbers were up. Our reviews were through the roof. I don't understand the Apple formula. I think it's made up.
The one conclusion we can come to is we have no idea how the rankings work on Apple Podcasts.
We've said that since the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh, 25 people listen. No way. It's got to be way more than that.
Doesn't make any sense at all. So the Who Says No challenge. It was a review. It was a hashtag Who Says No. The people came out. The reviews are wonderful. And we have our 5 winners. There's going to be 5 t-shirts. I will be reaching out in the social media DMs to get sizes and send shirts.
That's almost an award in and of itself, getting a DM from Ian Happ. Wow.
Great point. We have at Jake Hyde 7, at Kelly S 2512.
The best one. She had the best one with the broken
Kelly thumb. Was the one that had broken thumb and like carpal tunnel.
I'm going to be honest. I was very impressed with all 5 were like, sot, like kind of blue. Like we were texting them to each other. I was like, this one's hilarious. This one's awesome. It was pretty easy choices.
They were so good. At Cubs Troll, might have had my favorite one. At S Kennedy 88 and at Matt Leonard _. They were all really, really well thought out, really good.
There were some that were like, all right, come on. You did the base of what you tried to do here.
I respect it. People were willing to go on and just give it a
confirm. Zach's trying to trash talk our listeners.
Nice. No. Nice. That a baby. Nice. I'm raising the bar for everybody.
Jeez. I thought every review was just as good as the next one, guys.
Great that's what's wrong. Man that's of the what's wrong. Nope.
Man of the people.
They don't make them like they used to. You know what, Dakota?
I want everyone to be happy.
I just want to read the at Cubs Troll, which I don't love the Twitter handle, but this was incredible.
Does that mean he trolls the Cubs or like
that's what it sounds like?
Other teams for the Cubs.
Oh, he might be the
anti-Cub or is he for us?
I think he's for us. This was the review. This is my favorite one. I used to be a scrawny 5'5", 75-pound wimp until one day I got an alert on my phone that Ian Happ is starting a podcast. I'm a big Ian Happ guy, so I decided to check it out. Upon hearing the intro music, I noticed that I started to feel stronger. Fast forward 10 minutes and I'm 6'5", 285 of pure muscle. Shocked and excited, I ran outside only to notice my 83 Toyota Camry was replaced with a brand new Lamborghini. 22 episodes later and I'm practically an Avenger. I am winning global weightlifting competitions and coming close to a scientific breakthrough that will forever change our understanding of quantum mechanics. I even one time traveled 10 seconds into the future. Oh yeah, did I mention I can communicate with lobsters? Because I can. I never would have thought that my life could change so drastically, but it was just by listening to this podcast weekly. I recommend everybody listens. Results may vary. Yeah, I thought that was...
Yeah, that wins.
Wonderful. That's a lot of fun time went into that. Can't wait to get those people there. Who Says No t-shirts. Go on to Obvious Shirts. If you didn't win, go check it out. Go buy one.
Keep it going. Keep the hashtag going. We got some competitors out there.
True. We have some other podcasts, some other popular baseball podcasts that we won't name because they're not ours.
They're not paying ads. No free ads.
Yeah, no free ads. But they're using Who Says No out there. So let's keep... I love when people comment like, oh, you took that from...
That's interesting. Yeah.
I think fans could send us in there. Is That So moments of the weeks too.
Who Says No?
Who Says No?
Who Says No?
That's So.
Are you saying that you want to give away more t-shirts?
That's up to you to decide. I'm just the talent. We know this. I'm not in charge like you are, Ian. You have to tell me if that's allowed.
Why not?
Who Says No?
Who Says No?
That's up to you.
All right. Fine. This week we'll do 5 Is That So t-shirts.
We can do 3. We can just do it to top 3 then if you don't want to do 5.
All right, we'll do 3. We'll do the top 3 Is That So moments of the week that are tweeted at us. We'll give a t-shirt away.
Okay. I like it. All right.
Let's not forget that we said that to the people.
Or what about No Really, I Believe You? Like, is That So or No Really, I Believe You?
Let's just do Is That So. That's what's on the t-shirt.
Right. Hey, you make the rules. I forget. My bad.
They should comment on that one podcast pictures that says Who Says No and say, did you steal this from the compound? Is That So?
That would be incredible. See how many of those we can get out there?
Yeah.
That should just be a free shirt by itself.
Exactly.
Real quick, friend of the pod is still 3 strokes back in the PGA Championship.
Oh, Joel Damon. Finish!
Joel Damon's out there. He's grinding. He came into the day 3 back?
He came in at 5 under, and I think the leader was 9.
9, yeah.
He's playing good golf in contention Sunday at the PGA Championship.
No bogey hat, though.
He has what we like to call the compound boost.
Yep.
When you come on the compound, you instantly become better at your sport.
Yep.
Or guaranteed. Your choice, whatever it may be. That's just how it works.
I wore the Joel Damon bucket hat to the field the other day. Felt great about it.
Is that going to be good years yet? Or?
No, I know there's no mail today. I'm assuming it'll be there tomorrow.
Ian hoards the gifts we get. He hoards
coming,
them.
It's coming in a large package.
Must be coming on a ship. Must be coming by water, Dakota. If it's that big, it's taking a while.
Is that so? We should probably talk about the fact that the Cubs are 10-3 and we're not playing baseball this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a nice little segue to my Is That So moment of the week, which was the Cubbies flew to St. Louis and woke up on Friday, little text message said, hey guys, game's canceled. waiting to hear if we're going to fly home or what's going to happen. And it was a big, is that so?
Cubbies get out to a hot start. Cardinals trying to halt the season.
Is that so?
Little fishy by St.
Honestly, hope everybody over there is feeling okay and that symptoms aren't too bad. I haven't heard of any symptoms that are more than just mild, but it was nice that we didn't have to go to the field. We didn't have to like sit there. We didn't have to get quarantined because we weren't around the ballpark at all. So this is All-Star Break 2020 for us. We had a light workout. Well, it wasn't a team workout. It was like an optional workout yesterday. Today, Sunday, we had a 5-inning game.
Which you recorded 3 hits in, which is pretty impressive in 5 innings.
You know what's funny is Rossi knew better than to have the guys from South Bend come over and, you know, embarrass you because you haven't seen us in a while. And you know you would have gotten lit up by me. I would have gassed you up 3 straight fastballs. See ya. Bye.
But you probably would have walked me.
That's just rude. That's too far. You probably would have chased a changeup in the dirt or a fastball up.
Never have. 0-for-0 with a walk.
Fastball up, I would have got you.
We played 5 innings today. I did record 3 hits, which was great. And then weird bag. And then we're gonna have a light workout tomorrow before we fly to Cleveland Tuesday and pick the season back up. But Dakota, today, because all the hitters from South Bend came to Wrigley for the workout, you had a couple of coaches stand in on live BPs from pitchers.
Well, we had 2 hitters. We had Will Remillard, who is now a coach catching. We had Steve LaRude, who is also a coach catching. And then we had 2 hitters left. So me, Jason Adam, and Cody Allen had 2 hitters to rotate through for our innings. So that was a lot of fun. But then they added Chris Valleca, who is our hitting coordinator. He didn't face me or Jason because he said he wanted to allow Brennan and Amaya to get as many ABs as possible. But then he stood in against Cody Allen, who I guess he faced in 12 and 14, and he was 1-for-2 off him. Allen started him out with a 0-0 curveball, and Val didn't even flinch at it. Just right in the dirt, he
didn't
said.
Flinch.
All that. Didn't even flinch, spat on it in the dirt.
He
proceeded to get to get caught looking on a heater right on the black.
Did he take any swings?
He took 1 swing, and well, first the second pitch was a fastball, and he took like a check swing, and I swear he started his swing when the ball was in the mitt. Like it was bad. And then the next one, I don't know if he foul tipped it or if the catcher just missed it, but he took a solid swing, and then he got caught looking with 2 strikes. But yeah, that's it was the epitome of Site B today with all the hitters gone and it being just pitchers basically today.
I talked to Val, and I don't know if our listeners are going to appreciate this because Chris Valleca is one of the best humans on the planet. He helped me a lot last year when I was in AAA, and he's just genuinely a great person. And like to see coaches actually participating in an inter-squad scrimmage is hilarious. But
well, we've had coaches suit up and play the field for us too, because we don't have enough players to fill in infielder and outfield. So we've had coaches and clubbies and trainers play the field.
Danny Mueller, who's our clubhouse guy here in Chicago for the listeners, he suited up and played left field during one of the scrimmages in summer camp, and he now calls himself the left fielder.
He's better in Schwarber. Who's better in the outfield? Be honest, Ian.
He didn't get a ball, so we can't say either way. But he we're doing competition tomorrow, and the guys have drafted teams. And Danny was one of the captains that got to draft a team, and he's calling his, I believe, the left fielder's team.
What competitions are you guys doing?
Yeah, what kind of competition?
It's going to be a hitting competition. I'm not sure what it will include, but VJ drafted a team. Danny drafted a team. Danny and Maddie, the 2 clubhouse guys, VJ, traveling secretary, they pick teams, and then PP, who's one of our hitting coaches, that was the best BP in the league. He is also a captain of the team, so they got to pick. Not really sure what the competition's going to entail, but it should be a great time.
I was hoping it would be like some sort of crazy competition, like you'd pull out some golf clubs and do like a chipping competition across the outfield.
Competitions are always fun with the Cubs.
Like I needed something nuts, like non-baseball related, like even like frisbee, something, see like it's an equal playing field.
Yeah, I don't know what all is going to be in there. There might be something.
I heard Dakota, I heard that they're carrying over the basketball thing from spring training.
No, I don't even want to talk about that because I still get upset because I want to know, is my $100 gone? Did I get that $100 back?
Yeah, that's a great point. You put $100 into the pot and who's pocketed it?
Me and Mills are 2-0. We're sitting here waiting for the semifinals. Like, who wants us?
Maybe it went into your rental car, Bill.
I looked fantastic. I'm going to tell you, I looked like a young Pat Connaughton. Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. If Pat ends up winning an NBA,
he'll be playing well.
If he ends up winning an NBA championship, friend of the pod.
Yeah. Hey, what if he doesn't? Then he won't be friend of the pod. He'll be friend of the
pod. What I'm saying is the bump that we talked about with Joel will be real. If we have a top 10 in a major, we have an NBA championship. Also, guys, here, I haven't told you this yet because I wanted to tell you live on the pod.
Okay.
I had a conversation with one of our friends and got him to agree to do the pod sometime in the future. Big Cat said he'll come on the pod.
I'm shitting him.
Let's go.
I just got like the nervous like chill through my body. Like I'm sweating. My palms are sweating now. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Nico, also, he didn't know that we had a podcast. So a little bit of a.
When you're at the top, you don't really look down though at what's below you. You know what I'm saying? Like if we were at number one, I wouldn't care about anybody else either. That's okay.
A great point. But Nico had the idea of just bringing him on and not telling you guys and surprising you. Be like, we have a guest, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. And I was like, that would be fucking hilarious. But I think Dakota would actually kill me.
I'd literally like sign off. I'd be like, dude, I can't. Like,
shut up.
That's like my like hero. That's like the hero is like how funny he like he's. I think he's the funniest guy of all time. I think he is fucking hilarious.
He said he's in, so
we gotta wait a little bit. I need more time to prepare. I'm not ready.
God,
whenever you're ready, we'll have Big Cat on.
Oh man, I'm gonna be so scared. Zach, you'll lead the conversation. All right, I'm not gonna talk. I'll just be there and like listen in.
Done.
Do you guys have an Is That So or a No, really, I believe you moment for the pod this week?
I have an off-air one that I can't say on air. I got one. It's an easy one. It's a layup. It's what we're watching right now. I'm going to say it about Brooks Koepka. I guess it's more of a no, really, I believe you.
Okay.
Or is it an is that?
I think it's all three. Or no.
It's a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit of all of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us and we'll decide.
I mean, it's just the Brooks Koepka coming out and saying yesterday, like looking at the top of the leaderboard, he's like, well, Dustin Johnson only has one major win. And like, I don't even know some of the other guys. And then he comes out today and he's currently 3 over through 12 and he's 6 shots off the lead. I mean, it's just one of those. If you make comments like that, you better go out and back it up. And he didn't really do it today. He usually does. I'll give him that. But today, you know, didn't back it up.
Is that so? You know, I have this. I don't know if it's an issue, if it's a personal thing, but I don't like when guys don't respect the other people that go to work with them or like are in the field. Like those guys they're grinding with him every week. Like he has to know who they are. Like I think that guys. Baseball players that like the aggressive pimp job or like the over the top celebration on a guy, like I don't know, I always have like a little bit of a irky.
Especially
I think it's crazy in golf. You're gonna get paired with that
guy. Right. Especially in golf, it's such an intimate sport. Like you're walking with that person for 4.5 to 5 hours. Like I get it, you're not gonna be holding hands the whole time, but I mean you're gonna have a lot of opportunity for a lot of conversation. You know, like
if I'm the US Open or the Masters or the British Open, I'm literally saying Brooks and Bryson, we're pairing you together. Yep. Let's see the fireworks.
Yep, like, let's go. I can't believe that they didn't do that already. People were saying on Twitter like 2 weeks ago when they were making fun of each other, they were like, PGA missed a big opportunity here, not pairing these two together.
I don't see why. It's great for ratings. Like people would watch them play with each other. Like it'd be, that sounded weird. It would be great TV to watch them get pissed at each other.
And instead of having the starter, you know, announce their names, all you hear is ding, ding, ding. Yeah, exactly.
you do have to have mutual respect for the guys that you play against. Cause I know in baseball, like it doesn't matter how much you don't like another team or another group of guys, like you have to have respect for the guys that come out and do what you do and like compete at the highest level. Like there's that mutual, like we're going through the same thing. We're all in the same boat. Like you have to respect that.
Right.
100%.
thing I'd like to talk about just real quick, because I experienced it for the first time last week. Kansas City, Kauffman Stadium.
Sick.
It's a sick, like, I played there in 18, and it's a sick ballpark. Like, I've always thought it was a sick ballpark. It is an absolute graveyard. A graveyard. It's huge.
I'd love to go pitch there.
And so we looked it up after the first game that we played. The most home runs ever hit there until last season was Moustakas, I think, in Moose in 17, maybe hit 38. The first guy to hit 40 was Jorge Soler last year, hit like 48 or 49. That's amazing.
I feel like that's similar to the what's the left-handed hitter stat at Wrigley, though? There's only been one to hit over 40.
Only one season, one guy, which was Sweet Tony and Billy Williams, hit 40 once. That's the only lefty to ever hit 40 homers at Wrigley.
That's like another, like, yeah, like you see parks like that, and then obviously you see, like, what is it, Coors Field? Is that the name of Rockies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like then you see that place, and you're like, I mean, Schwarber might go there and hit 700 home runs in one season,
or like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, like it's crazy to see the contrasts in different parks.
Kauffman is an absolute graveyard. Like 385 to the gaps. When we were talking about in the dugout, it was like you have a left field and you have right field, and then the bullpens are right next to the corners. And you're like, all right, those are like attainable if you catch it. And then you have three center fields in the middle of the ballpark.
That's why, where's that? Where's the waterfall? Is that in?
It's around the entire outfield center. Yeah. It's like,
if you hit it in that, it's a bomb, right?
A bomb.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Soler hit a ball that was 107, 108 off the bat, smashed. Barely got out, just crept over the left center, like 385.
Real quick, did you see the home run yesterday by Pete Alonso? The absolute línea to left. That ball was the hardest hit ball I've ever seen in my life.
It was like 117 and just like off the wall, right?
It
was
the third base. Caught it.
Did you see
the ball flies really well at that ball?
The one that Sano hit the other day against the Pirates, and it hit. At PNC, I guess it has in left field, it has aluminum seats or aluminum tables.
It has bleacher benches.
Yeah.
And they broke the stadium.
Yeah. And the guy was like, and Sano just broke left field.
Ian, before we get into screen time, what do you think of the Cubs? I honestly thought you guys would reset the whole rotation and just go with Hendricks Tuesday and just restart and get Hendricks in there as many times as possible. But the thing is, right now, you could pick any of the five, and I don't think you're upset because they're all nasty.
Yeah, everybody's thrown really well. I think John's pitched incredible, and they didn't want to skip him. And they want to split up Mills and Hendricks because they don't want
to. That was the only thing, was those two back-to-back was very similar pitchers.
Same guy almost.
I remember the last time Mills threw, Len and JD were talking about it. Those two, again, this is no knock on them. They're disgusting. But they have the two lowest average pitch velocity in the MLB.
I think the issue was they didn't want to make Kyle throw after Mills all the time because Mills has been fine because Mills has been throwing after John.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't want to have Hendricks after Mills and then Mills through today. Don't want to skip John's starts. So John is going to throw the first game. I don't know what the rest of it looks like, but I know that was the goal, was to split those two up.
It's Lester and then 1, 2, 3, 4. And then Hendricks, Darvish, Chatty, Mills.
And then back to John?
Yeah. You're in a good place where you could have picked any of the five, and it would have been like, oh, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, the rotation's been silly good. Incredible. And also, Chatwood's start the other day.
No, he didn't look bad at all.
He was throwing great. He was throwing 95, 97. He was throwing cutters. Those guys were pretty juiced up to face somebody that was throwing hard in the zone. And the other part of that was the hits were not they were a bunch of balls that got through. That outfield is, like I said, massive. And it felt like we were running around out there and every single ball was a foot out of our reach or it was tough, but he looked great.
I thought the scoreline was very unfair to Chatty because numbers made it look like he got shelled, but I was watching and I was like, I think he's throwing pretty good. Like his two-seam and cutter are moving good. Like he may have hung a curveball or two, but that happens. But I mean, like I thought he looked pretty good.
And he threw the ball great, and just playing behind him is awesome. And watching it from center, like that, he's throwing some nasty pitches. So completely and totally confident in him, and our starting staff is lights out, which is fantastic.
Is there a better duo, Zach? This question for you: is there a better duo in the league than the 8 and 9 hole in the Chicago Cubs lineup of Nico Horner and Ian Happ?
Anytime I see a lineup that doesn't consist of them, I start scratching my head.
Talk about thunder and lightning. I mean, those two get things going.
I think it's just funny. Every single game, it's like one of them do something.
It's like Nico will get on, like he'll hit like his classic, like single through the right side. And then Happ will like walk or like hit a double in the gap. And then like the top of the order drives them both in. I'm like, wonder who started that rally.
Is that so? Well, why don't we get the people our screen times? Don't forget the Is That So
contest.
Tweet at the other sports baseball podcast out there that we won't name that is using Who Says No, or maybe write a review, give us your Is That So moment of the week.
Pick your poison, whatever you
want. The only thing I think I'll say Who Says No might be said by like other people in the world.
Right.
But Is That So? I'd be hard pressed to find somewhere else and be like, hey, like they said it first. Like, I'd be surprised.
Great point.
But we want to give away a couple Is That So t-shirts, actually.
Yeah, that's why I like the contest, because this is ours.
All right, Dakota, what's your screen time?
I have 4 hours on the dot.
357.
Let's go.
219 today for me. Low day.
Ian, we get it. You're at the field for 8 hours. I'm at the field for 3 tops.
Guess who's not at the field?
It was actually a low day for me.
Okay.
That's another tough one for me. But the thing is, I'm not even going to make an excuse, but I was watching Tiger on my phone.
I don't give a fuck. Hey.
While I worked out today, watch your mouth. Tracy listens, okay? That's Mrs. Short.
She does.
Have some respect for your mother.
She doesn't listen anymore.
Yes, she does.
Zach, don't forget to have a little parsay rum tonight while you're watching the end of the PGA Championship. You too, Dakota. Everybody fill up your parsay rum glass. I got a package coming for you guys with some parsay shirts. All right, a little bit of merch.
Ooh.
Where's my shirt at? I'm getting pissed.
It's coming. Parsley shirts are coming. Go get your parsley rum at Benny's. Go to the website. Remember that parsley they plant a tree for every bottle that you buy. Just remember
that. We're
literally saving the earth by drinking parsley.
What did Nico say the one day? He's like, hey, no better way to start your day off with some parsley rum.
Exactly. He had a great tagline for it. I was like, that's awesome, actually.
No better way to start.
To start your day, then with some parsay.
With some parsay. I think that was it. They should start using that. Let's put that on a t-shirt. Dakota, tell the people what they need to do.
Break their thumbs.
Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Leave a review. We don't know if it'll help.
Honestly, the reviews must not help.
Do the opposite. Don't even.
Maybe like you go up if you get no listeners because they're trying to say,
don't even listen.
They're trying to help you. So like maybe no one listened to this. Like turn it off and delete it from your memory, and then maybe we'll go up. Like, I don't know how this works.
Correct. But then unsubscribe, resubscribe.
And yeah, still do that. Yeah, you can still do that.
That's episode
24.
No, Ian, you know, I have a bone to pick with you about this. We have the joke of like, oh, we don't even number them. And that doesn't even make it into the episode.
What?
How we always say episode, what is this? Episode 21, but we don't number them. And that didn't even make it into the last episode.
I'm sorry.
No.
Don't get mad at me.
No, I am.
I'm pissed too. I didn't know that because I never listened to these. Yeah, but
exactly. I'm doing my fucking due diligence by listening, and we just get
freaking pissed. I'm freaking pissed.
Episode 24.
I'm a little tipsy. We gotta end this.
Episode 24. Even though we don't number them.
Episode 24.
Go drink your parsley rum. Go get your obvious shirts. That's the Compound Podcast. Definitely not coming
live. Send in your Is That So's.
Oh, yeah. Send in your Is That So's.
And that's the Compound Podcast coming live from definitely not the Compound.
Presented by Parsley Rum. Definitely not from the Compound. Good night.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.